Blog Talk Radio.
I've been smoking, trying to take the pain away. I've been drinking, trying to take the pain away. That ain't working, that ain't working. Yeah, stuck on my feet.
What you want to do for love? I tried everything and it just won't work. Stuck on my feelings today. Every day you left me, I ain't getting no sleep, and I don't even want to eat. She gone back to me. Stuck on my feelings today. I was blowing down my knee without you, girl, I'm incomplete. Girl, I'm begging on my knees, please come back to me. That ain't working, that ain't working. Yeah, stuck on my feelings today. I left this bitch alone, I was wrong and now you're gone. I've been calling, I've been texting, I've been blowing up your phone. That ain't working, that ain't working. Yeah, stuck on my feelings today. When you decide to tell me back, you say you gon' need more time. I reply, what the fuck you mean? You see me blowing up your line. You got me stuck inside my feelings, all I can do is cry. Look at myself inside the mirror, so much pain deep inside. Yeah, I've been smoking, trying to take the pain away. I've been drinking, trying to take the pain away. That ain't working, that ain't working. Yeah, stuck on my feelings. What you want to do for love? I tried everything and it just won't work.
Stuck on my feelings today. I left that bitch alone, I was wrong and now you gone. I've been calling, I've been dancing, I've been blowing up your phone.
But that ain't working, that ain't working. Yeah,
stuck on my feelings today. I've been smoking, trying to take the pain away. I've been drinking, trying to take the pain away. That ain't working, that ain't working. Yeah, stuck on my feelings
today. What you want to do for love?
I tried it. Stuck on my feelings today. Stuck on my feelings today. Stuck on my feelings today.
Hi, this is Michonne Young, and you're listening to the fabulous DJ Sean on the Hilltop Radio Show. Something so smooth about you, boy. Hey, Sean.
What's up, with y'all? This is a Sunday night drive right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. This is your boy, DJ Sean, along with Robin Lynn, Maven Baz, live radio. I am streaming Seattle, Washington, Bonita Apple Bomb, the B-O-M-B. And Miss Peggy's in the house. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing tonight?
Hi.
Don't everybody speak at one time, damn it. I know y'all memorized by that rap song right there.
Toot, toot. Hey, beep, beep. Yeah. Well, we are in the car, and we are riding on the Sunday night drive, baby.
All right. We got a lot of people tuning in tonight. Somebody's already on the damn road already out here. Somebody.
Okay. That,
that's got to be Bonita's ass, I bet you. All right, this is a Sunday Night Drive. This is your boy, DJ Sean. What's up, DJ Debo? Finally is in the house. What's up, man?
Word.
Thought you gave them cigarettes up, man.
Man, I'm working with them. I'm working with them. This is Sunday Night Drive. I got a blaze one. 4-1 for 4-1.
All right. And I also got a special guest tuning in all the way from the big city of Houston. What's up, CC? Just CC? No. putting the wrong number. I'm sorry. Sorry, I apologize for the listener. All right, guys, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. Robin Lynn Maven, let everybody know where the hell we are listening from tonight.
Amazon Music, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, everywhere, Twitch, Mixler, DLive, and just everywhere. DJ Sean Live 24/7, Live Radio. I mean, hey, we're in, listen, pretty soon, you ain't even got to turn on your internet. It's just, you're just going to wake up and it's just going to be bumping in your ears. The Hilltop Radio Show.
All right, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. Go ahead, DJ Debo.
I just said boom.
Oh,
finishing
boom.
Up what Robin said. Boom.
Where's Benny the Applebaum at? Where you at?
You mean I'm in Rosedale, Mississippi, the Delta. What you mean where I'm at?
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure I ain't hear. We didn't hear you. That's what we were. All right, let's go ahead and get into the show, y'all. We'll be right back.
Foxy Brown Sugar, dog.
And she's a whole lot of woman.
The champ is here. Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. He'll talk, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh. Well, what that is?
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
Around the world that's tuned in, we wanted the hottest streaming radio show worldwide, and the damn numbers prove it, and we got the numbers to back everything up. But let me go ahead and get this young man over, because he is ready to get this party started. You know, you guys know we got to get our intro and everything in, but he's ready to go. He's ready to go, so we're going to go ahead and get him on over. Tonio Andretti. Armani. I'm sorry, Armani. I fuck names up, man. You guys excuse me. You sound like you're a race car driver or something like that, but you are an entertainer. And right now you reside in Raleigh, North Carolina, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Welcome to the show, man. Who is Mr. Armani? Sound like some cologne, pair of jeans, Indy car racer or something like that. What you tell
Armani,
us, man.
Armani, that cologne coming real soon. That Armani cologne coming real soon. Stay tuned.
All right, ladies, he got some cologne coming for y'all asses. Now, hold on a second. Now, y'all women on here, don't act shy when a brother comes on here, because y'all know y'all be walling out Robin and Benita, and now y'all done got Miss Peggy all riled up and stuff now. Y'all done got her started up. Now, y'all act like y'all all shy tonight. What's the difference? See, ain't nobody saying nothing tonight.
I'm just waiting for you to pass me the microphone. Because I'm fit to get all on this one. He might make it out alive.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, tell us who you are, man, a little bit about you, man. Then I'm going to get right hand the microphone over to the ladies, man.
Well, I'm Tonio Armani. You got to be cute, you know what I'm saying? Armani is what my name. And Armani is what we're bringing to the world right now. We're bringing you great soul, R&B and hip-hop vibe all year long. We want to bring that real grown folk music. We want to give it an urban current sound. You know what I'm saying? You can't stay in the past forever. You know what I mean?
Right. That's right.
All my music come from great, come from the 80s, the 90s, in the early 2000s. I feel like that was when the best music was made, in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And I take it and I remake it, because you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of millennials who don't even know what good music was in the 70s and 80s. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'm just great. Paying my dues to the ones that already did it. I respect them. I love them. Rest in peace, the ones that are not here today. But I am the reincarnation of all of them, man. I'm bringing back real grown man singing. So get ready.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, at this time, everybody already knows what we do. I change the mic over. I hand the mic over to the ladies. Is Black Coffee, if you're on here, can you hit one on your keypad and I'll get you over in the queue and I'll get you up on the board. I don't, there's a lot of damn numbers on the board. I forgot which number you, I know it's a 404. Well, this might be you right here. Black Coffee, this you? No. Oh, nope. That's not. Oh, well. But let's get the microphone over to the ladies. I see this is a young lady from Baltimore I invited on. Jasmine Lee, this you?
Yeah, hello.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. Everybody, I want to introduce Jasmine Lee to y'all. She's going to be listening to the show a little bit. Now, hopefully, Tonio, we can drop one of her songs for you and see what you think about this young lady from Baltimore, man. So, everybody, stick back, relax. All right. Go ahead, Robin Lynn Maven, Buzz Live Radio, I Am Streaming, Benita Applebaum, and Miss Peggy. You guys go ahead and start, and then me, myself, DJ Debo, and DJ GQ will do the backup. Get it.
All right, now it's Robin Lynn. So you got cologne? I heard you got cologne.
I got cologne. I got music. I got clothing. I got a lot of stuff coming. I want to give y'all a message with this music right now.
Yeah, I like that. And you got that. You got that grown music, grown folk music too. Are you sensitive? Because I like a man with sensitivity.
I'm not afraid to let a woman know how I feel. I don't feel like it's punkish to let a woman know, because majority of the time y'all don't know. We try to hold it, you know what I'm saying, and then it makes it worse. So if I let you know how I feel, you're gonna understand, you know what I mean?
But it takes a good woman. It takes a good woman to bring that sensitivity out of a man, though. Go ahead, Rob. Yeah,
that's true. That is so true. You know, when you find that good, when you hold on to them, know that.
So
right.
So how, who, or what keeps you inspired?
Well, I give all honor to God first, but my family, my fiance, my kids really inspire me, because I sacrificed so much time from them. I feel like I have to make it. I have to, because the time that I sacrifice from them, I can't get back. You know what I mean?
Mhm.
So I'm definitely, they are my focus, my kids.
That's right.
What's the hardest thing you have to face or overcome?
The hardest thing I have to overcome is knowing that people will change on you. That's hard to overcome sometimes.
Yeah.
You think somebody with you and then they ain't with you no more. That's a hard thing. It's a hard pill to swallow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, one more thing. What's your
ma'am.
What's your credit? What's your credit score?
My credit score right now. Hey,
probably
I tell you, I ain't
the man. The man just said he has a fiance. He trying to get him in trouble.
It's fine. My credit right now is at 615. It ain't bad, but it need to be improved a little bit more.
Yeah, he actually gave it to you. Damn.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh,
any
man.
Questions?
Yeah, go ahead, put it at Apple Bomb, the B-O-M-B. Go ahead, ask a question.
I want to ask you, what do you do about the haters? How do you handle those naysayers?
Oh, I ain't even going to lie. You know, it bothers me because I'm a human, but, you know, what I learned from the haters is if you ain't doing nothing, they ain't going to hate on you. So I must be doing something right. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. That's right.
You say what now?
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
I guess I'm popping because they hate me so much, they try to blackball me out of every genre of music. I said, but you can't stop what God wants. You can't stop.
That's right. That's how you know you got it going on.
Well, they ain't gonna be able to touch you because you're on one of the hottest radio stations there is worldwide, and we got the countries right now tuning in, proving it. So you all right once you're over here on the hilltop, man. So you ain't got nothing to worry about.
I thank y'all for the opportunity, man. I just want to make good music for good people. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Go ahead, Miss Peggy. You ain't saying much tonight. Wait till you hear the music. You be ooh and ah later. What you got? What you got to say?
Good evening, wonderful family. Where has been your favorite place to perform at?
To be honest, I don't have a favorite place yet because I haven't performed where I actually want to go. I want to do something that in what you call the Square Garden in New York. I want to do something big like that.
Madison Square Garden.
Garden. I want to do something big like that. It's like my long distance goal. But I mean, I love to perform, of course, at home. But you know, I definitely love to perform anywhere. The biggest place I ever performed was in Colorado, Denver, Colorado. I did a show with Plies and Trina back in 2017. That was the biggest show. It had over 20,000 people that day.
Oh wow.
Woo!
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah. Hey, you talking about somebody trying to blackball you? You've been on a big stage like that. Most of them can't even get 100.
I mean, after the pandemic, man, it kind of really slowed down, really all the way. So, you know, when that hate came, the depression came. But, you know, at the end of the day, I ain't no quitter. So at the end of the day, I'm going to keep grinding because I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to give somebody real medicine with this music I'm putting out because it's real.
All right. Anything else, Miss Peggy?
And what is your favorite musical instrument?
Well, right now, I really love the piano. My influences are like John Legend and Jamie Foxx. I wish I could play the piano. I like the piano first, but I definitely love songs with that guitar in it.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Anything else, Miss Peggy? All right, DJ Debo, DJ GQ, and myself, we're gonna jump in with our questions after we play your first song, and this is Rap and Roll. Right, hold on, I forgot. Let me go over here. I'm sorry, Miss Jasmine. Any questions you want to ask from one artist to another?
No, I can't wait to hear your music.
Okay.
I think I would.
Oh shoot. I'm sorry.
Can you ask him what inspired him with this song that you about to play?
Well, Drop and Roll is just if you finna play that, then that's just some fun music you can cook good.
I don't have any questions. Okay. I don't got no questions.
All right, here we go.
Girl, I got fire. Boy, you feel me right behind ya. Rolling round, girl, I got fire. Throw it down, girl, when you wind up. Left, right, left, not the military. Girl, I love the way you throw that booty on me. Got a new dance, can you do it for me, baby?
Let me see you drop and roll,
baby. Can you drop and roll?
Drop and roll.
Let me see you drop and
low,
baby. Can you make me roll?
Make me roll.
Let me see you drop and roll. Baby, can you drop and roll?
Drop and roll.
Let me see you drop and roll. Oh, 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 oh.
coming to your target. Try to do tricks like the circuit. Check it for me, baby, trying to work it. Work it, work it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Left, right, left, like the military. Girl, I like the way you throw that booty on me. Got a new dance, can you do it for me? Baby,
let me see you drop and roll, drop and roll.
Baby, can you drop and roll,
drop and roll.
Let me see you drop and
roll.
Baby, can you make it roll?
Make it roll.
Let me see you drop and roll.
Drop and roll.
Baby, can you drop and roll?
Drop and roll.
Let me see you drop and roll. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah.
Drop
yeah,
it
yeah.
Down
like prices at Walmart. Yeah. Back. Let me see you roll it round.
Roll
like you in a go-kart.
Yeah.
Go-kart.
Drop and
roll it. Drop and roll it. Drop and
roll
it. Drop and
roll
it.
Drop and roll.
Drop and roll.
Let me see you drop and low.
Drop and low.
Baby, can you make it roll?
Make it roll.
Let me see you drop and roll.
Drop and roll.
Baby, can you drop and roll?
Drop and roll.
Let me see you drop and roll.
Y'all, Sunday Night Drive, that is Drop and Roll. Go ahead, Robin Lynn, Maven Boz Live Radio. I am streaming. Go ahead and talk to us. Drop and Roll.
Man, I done dropped it so long. Hold on. You got to give me a second to get up off the floor. Wait a second, y'all. I hurt myself.
Stupid.
Somebody help me.
She's falling. She can't get up.
I can't get up.
Man.
And, no, that's like when it's smooth, it's cool. I love it. Okay? I love it. And I love that tap, tap, tap you got going with that drum. That's like really snazzy there. Yeah. Okay, I'm up now. You got to get up and sit down.
Go ahead, Benita. I have a bomb, the B-O-M-B. Boom.
I love it. I thought you said rock and roll. So I was looking for something different. More different
no.
than that. So yeah, I love it. I just caught my heart. I love it.
Did I say rock and roll? I thought I said drop. Well, y'all know I fuck shit
you
up over here. Yeah. Y'all know I can't. I'll say two and say T. Y'all already know I fuck shit up, so. Y'all gotta make sure y'all say, can you say that again, DJ Shaw? So I'm looking right at the song, but I look at something else comes to my mind. But anyway, Miss Peggy, go ahead and talk to us.
That has an amazing vibe to it. I am feeling it. Oh yeah, that's yes. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Debo, that's what we need. That young mom.
We do. We have to have some more of that. Keep that coming. And, oh yeah. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Jasmine Lee from Baltimore. Talk to us. What do you think about that jam?
I liked it. It was subtle. I didn't expect nothing like that. I thought you said rock and roll too. So I was expecting some hardcore stuff, but
I'm sorry.
I just see myself stepping to it. I like the vibe of it. I like the flow of it. I like it.
All right, let's get to the DJs. DJ GQ, talk to us, man.
Man, that right there is a club banger. I can see it already. Yo, man, you put that down. You put that down, bro. That's
I already know. You got to have it.
I got to have it. You know I got to have it.
I'll make sure you guys get all his music before the night's out so y'all can have it in y'all's rotation and stuff. DJ Debo, I say you say the best for last, man. Go ahead and break it down.
Man, look at here. That shit's butter, man. It's butter. I like it. And you know what? I heard what you done. You know what I mean? You put that reggae twist in there because you almost sound like that old Shabba and the Capleton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that old swag in there, but that
yes,
shit, butter. I got a
record like that called Murder. You know what I'm saying? Remember that song? It's the box chick called Murder. I do you love me like that? Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, hot I got stuff, a song like that too. Stuff. I redid. Yeah,
man,
I remade it.
Man, you come on the show sounding like that, man. Them girls are gonna be throwing their panties through the phone at you, man.
Well, look, you got some more songs by the end of the night. They gonna love me, man. Everybody, I got some real love songs for them.
Shit,
look here. All I want to do is when find out the first strip club that they gonna bang it in, because it's going to be a bunch of booties shaking left and right and twerking. And oh, God, I just want to know where it's going to be. But you heard me? Hey, they got a vibe to it, bro. It's a backyard vibe.
Thank you so much,
like,
man.
Definitely a barbecue vibe.
Devo, I just want to take it up a notch, Tonio. I wanted to get it into my man, the Black Scorpion's hands. Black Scorpion is one of the number one reggae DJs in the world, and he's still doing his thing at the age of 70 something. Black Scorpion.
Wow.
I'm good friends with him. I want to get him this track and see what he thinks, because I think you need to come back and do a remix with a reggae artist on that track, man. Real talk.
I definitely put one on there.
Real
Let
talk.
Me ask you this, bro. Is there any way at all possible that I could get an acapella to that?
Yeah, let me talk to my engineers and we can see if we can get it to you by the end of the week. That's cool.
Yeah, get it over there to Yolanda, and then I'll make sure that, you know, we'll do it like that. But yeah, man, hell yeah, that song right there. Yeah, we're gonna play that again tonight.
I just wanted them to enjoy. You know, I ain't want them to do too much. You know, them knees be getting bad. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I was sitting here getting ready to lock my chair in and get ready to stand up and do something my damn self over here.
Yeah, I just wanted to make some music for the ladies.
Shit.
They can drop and roll if they want to. They can do it in the house. They can do it in the car. They can do it anywhere. You can drop it and roll, baby.
You know what? The song speaks for itself, bro. That shit is fire. And what do they tell you to do when your ass is on fire? drop and roll.
Drop and roll. Yeah, man, because we got the Dominican Republic just popped up on the chart down there in South America, all over. It's all over the place. Yeah, okay. And Connecticut. All right. Let's go. DJ GQ, any questions you want to ask this young man before we jump into the second song?
Yeah. What spot you made that record, man? That's just a hit, man. I'm still thinking about that record.
I've been seeing a lot of people doing these, I guess the women are coming together and coming up with these new dances and stuff like that. And I see, like, in the Southern Soul community, they're doing a lot of, I guess, the trail ride dancing and stuff like that. I just want to have something for the women to enjoy and come up with a dance. If I can come up with a dance, I'm going to drop this video. You know what I'm saying? I want to have all the women dropping and rolling and having a good time.
Right.
You know, a lot of them be wearing them spur boots and stuff, so they I know they'll come up with some shit with that one there, boy.
Yeah,
go ahead,
yeah.
Go ahead, GQ.
Saying?
I'm sorry, man.
And the reason why I said the club, man, when you brought that, your lyrics are, it's not like today's lyrics. That's what I'm looking for. It ain't a bitch this, bitch that. You brought it just like they should have brought it. That's a club banger, man. That's an anthem, man. I don't care what nobody says.
Thank you, man. Thank
you. Anything you want to ask him, DJ Devo?
Yeah, my question to you is, when you was making that song, what was you actually thinking of when you was making it?
A beautiful woman dropping it and rolling it in front of me. I ain't gonna lie, it looked good when they do it.
Man, listen, man. Let's do this, man, because a lot of people's loving this song, man. And I know we got 5 other songs to do, man, but we're gonna get everything in. Oh, okay. Somebody just hit me up and said, man, somebody wants you to sing Natural Woman.
Ooh, they want me to sing it right now?
Yeah, sing it right now.
I give you a little piece of she my little bluebird in a tree. She my sunshine lady, my future bride to be. She like mama sweet potato pie. She's so sweet, sweet, sweet. The kind of girl you can call on when you have in a time of need. Do I need to keep going?
No, you good, because this is what I'm gonna do when my yellow ass gets ready to get married. Fuck that dun 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 dun. That's what I'm gonna have you sing when she walks up that aisle to me. So yeah, I like that.
Okay,
yeah, right.
Okay, then. He shout out to Sir Charles. The first time I heard that song, he sung it. I said, "Ooh, I like that."
Right. Benita, you like that, didn't you, Benita? Benita, you didn't got her out of her chair. You didn't got Benita out of her chair.
Man, if the song sound like the first one, man, shoot, you got a hit record.
you even got DJ GQ, boy. DJ GQ is on it tonight, ain't it, D-Ball? He done woke me up.
Hey, man, it's hard to wake my twin up, man.
Over here.
Yeah, right. Boy, yeah.
Hard to wake my twin up.
Hey, Antonio, boy, you doing something good tonight, man. We only played one damn song, and DJ GQ, he don't even be this reared up, man. You got him reared the fuck up.
Well, we got if you're going by the list that I saw, they finna have a good time tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't being funny. I ain't got her no more. I know your miss is good.
Damn.
Hey, I thank you so much for saying that, because I want the world to know I got good music. I need to get it.
They're going to know after the night, though. Believe that shit. Hey, I'm sorry.
If they like that song, Drop and Roll, it is out right now on my album called The Soul Train. It is on iTunes, it is on Spotify, and it's on YouTube. You can go Drop and Roll all you want all night long. It's on there. Go get it.
Let's do this real quick. Hold on a second, GQ. Let's do this real quick. Antonio, go ahead and give everybody your social media stuff, because I know that's what the hell the women are waiting on. What's your social media outlets? Okay. They're waiting on that shit.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I am Tonio R. Money. It's all one word. I try to keep it simple for everyone. I have music on all media platforms. I have multiple albums. I got good music. I need y'all to go get it. I can't do this without y'all. I need y'all to go get it. It's waiting on y'all to go get it. Go get it.
All right, y'all. We're going to the second song. Let me say this right so everybody hearing me. Taking Over. The next song here on the Sunday Night Drive.
A woman gotta have it. Oh, they bring it over. She gotta have it. Taking over the world now. A woman gotta have it. Keep a smile on her face. Say the thing to make her feel better every day. Then you gotta stay on your P's and Q's. Cause if you don't, the woman you can easily lose. Oh, I had a look and I lost it. No one can help me share the pain that she caused me. Oh, I gotta have it. I believe, yeah.
she's needed around. Be closer, you might find a new trade. Yeah. Maybe the girl might never say a mumbling word, but you gotta be sure that her voice is heard. Oh, I had a love and I lost it.
I had a love.
No one can help me share the pain that they call me. A woman gotta have it, I believe. She gotta know that she need it around. Oh, I gotta have it. Oh, they take it over. She gotta have it. Take it over the world now. Mama gotta have it. Oh, they take it over. She gotta have it.
Over the world now,
a woman gotta have it.
Oh, they take it over.
She gotta have it.
Take it over the world now.
And if you
got it,
when you with me, you ain't gotta worry about it.
Got it.
If you people, and I don't call it on my wallet.
Why?
Go back to school, get your BA, I'll for college.
I got it.
But anything she wanna give her what she needs,
I'll get it for you with no questions and no lift for me.
Me and you together make a perfect team.
Just like the NBA, we ballin' like LeBron and AD.
Oh, I gotta have it.
Night Drive right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only Tonio Armani is in the building. Robin Lynn Maven Buys Live Radio, Seattle, Washington. Talk to us. Taking over. Woman's got to have it. That's what he said.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. Got to have it and got to have it all. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, you just keep right on keeping on. Not going to get in your way.
All right, Jasmine Lee, talk to us, sweetheart. What you got for us?
Hello.
What you got for us?
Oh, the song. Oh, I got up in my car. I thought that she was playing.
Can't hear you.
Can't
hear you, Jasmine.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, you said what I had for you. I said I thought that you was playing the music. You want me to play my music?
No, I'm saying, what do you got for us about the song we just played? Comment on the song.
My bad. I'm sorry. It was all right. It was cool.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and talk to us, Miss Peggy.
You already know. I can see that. I can hear it playing in clubs, definitely in a lot of different venues. I can, yes, bring it, keep it on, keep bringing it. All that. I am feeling that vibe. I like beat everything. Yes.
All right. All right, Benita Applebaum, the B-O-M-B. Talk to us.
You already know I got to have it, so. This is my song. This is my song.
Lord have mercy, boy. All right. Go ahead, DJ GQ.
Man, let me tell you, that's another anthem, bro. Man, I was saying listen to that song, man. It brought me back to the 80s and 90s, man. That Keith Sweat era, Babyface. Oh, man. Man, you brought me back a little bit, man. And that's what we need right now, that good R&B. That's what that is, good R&B. Man, I take my hat off to you, bro.
Keep doing it.
Thank you, man. Thank you so
DJ
much.
DJ Debo, you know I had to save you for last because I already know you're going to tear that song apart.
Yeah, you already know where I'm starting at. The first place I'm starting at is with his lyrics. The
mm-hmm.
lyrics is on point. When he went back old in GQ, the reason why I took you back to that era because that was Bobby Womack's A Woman Gotta Have It. And
yes, it is.
The music, of course, you know the music itself was Regulators, you know, but it was played
right.
in a lower key. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Regulators
Warren G,
by Warren G.
G.
So,
Warren
yeah,
G,
I mean...
Yeah.
But the way you put it together or the way your engineers put it together,
oh.
yeah, man, that shit is
uh-oh.
like the fire. Yeah, if we're going to the original, I think the original was the Bee Gees. Was it the Bee Gees?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Doobie Brothers. Yeah, keep forgetting.
Michael McDonald.
Keep forgetting. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, all of it, that's the way this shit is put together, man, that shit is... It's butter, man. Yo, music got a swag to it. It got a real serious swag to it. I like it. I like what I heard. And I know my daughter going to spaz for it because she's a – that was like one of her favorite songs, Regulators.
Yeah.
What you doing, bro?
So Tonio, let me ask you this real quick, man. You got Jamaica or Islands in your background?
No, I just got a strong voice, and I hear it more and more the older I get. It's like I got a descent of an islander, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Cause boy, you would fuck somebody up with that, you know. You got the accent, you know. That's why I had asked. But go ahead, man. Talk to us about your music, man.
Well, pretty much, man. Like, you know, I'm just trying to pay respects to. I feel like what's good music. You know what I'm saying? That song by Bobby Womack along was a great song. And the Warren G, Regulators, Nate Dogg, that was my whole thing. I wanted to be the next Nate Dogg of R&B, but I said I want to be the next Tonio because I definitely like T-Pain. I like what he does. I like his whole, the way he brought it up. But I ain't going to lie, man. I am the reincarnated Luther Vandross / Gerald Levert. Can you hear it? Can you hear it and can you feel it?
All right. I can hear it. I can feel it. You got, man, you're a talented young brother. I see why those cats over there in Southern Soul hating on you and most of the other young guys that are coming through there, man. No, man, real talk, man, because, you know, people are tired of seeing the same old routine day in, day out. I know I am. When I look at these videos on social media, I'm tired of seeing the same routine. It's some time for some younger brothers, sisters as well to come in there, man, and make a change. And a change is what's needed. You need
we
to give.
We can do that. I just need.
Just like I always.
I can do that.
Exactly. Just like I always say. Now microphones. You can go to Target. You can go to the Goodwill. You can go to Walmart and buy a microphone now. So you can't say enough microphones. You can buy them. You know. You can get them there now. And. It also, the thing is trying to lure in a younger audience into a different genre, and they're not trying to do that. If you do that, then that profession can succeed. But when you're still sitting and doing your same old damn thing over and over and over and over, it's boring. To me, it's boring. Some of those cats over there, they do what they do, is boring to me. So... I just want to give a shout out to Bridge the Gap Promotions and Connect the Dot and Yolanda Marshall for doing what they're doing, getting us quality talent here, whether it's a Monday, Tuesday, or a Thursday. So shouts out to those ladies over there doing what they're doing, man. And I'm pleased to have tagged up with them and bringing such wholesome and awesome talent such as yourself and everybody else. We've had Too Smooth and Crystal Thomas, you know, and Black Coffee is due tomorrow. So, man, my hat goes off to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Fuck them other cats, man. Real talk. And I said that with my chest.
Yeah. Thank you.
I back you up on that, Sean. Yolanda, she, I met them last night. They good people, for real.
Yeah. You know they're not gonna bring they're not gonna bring bad talent to here because they already, you know, we know each other's system. So when you know somebody's system, they already know, you know, what we're doing over here. You know, we worldwide, so, and the numbers don't lie. And we bring on quality talent, man, and you got that talent, man. So we're going to, anything that we can do over here for you, hey, that's all you got to do is ask, man. We got you. Real talk.
I'm definitely trying to get back on. I'm definitely trying to get back to do shows, man. I'm trying to get booked again because I love what I do. I miss the people. I miss touching the people. I know we in the pandemic, but I miss that. I feel like God took it away for me to miss it, and I miss it. I want to be able to touch the people again. That was one of the greatest feelings in the world, not being on stage, but actually touching the people.
Right.
That's right. You know, you are part of a big show that we're doing in a couple of weeks, the new Bad Boys of Soul R&B, and you're a part of that list. And it's an awesome list that they put together, and we're going to have all you guys underneath one roof one night only, man, and y'all doing y'all thing, man. So so let me ask you this before we get into the next song. Who's the number one artist or number one female artist or male artist out there that you would love to work with?
Charlie Wilson, man. I would love to work with Charlie. Female, I would love to work with Erykah Badu, Jasmine Sullivan, or Fantasia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Why? Let me go back to Charlie. Why Charlie Wilson?
I mean, I definitely love how he's still in the game and he's still doing what he loves. I love Charlie Wilson. I would love to do something with Anthony Hamilton. That's the reason I came to Raleigh. I wanted to be an elite singer, and they say the best singers come out of North Carolina. You got KC and JoJo, which is my mentor, and so Cisco, we all kind of have that same sound. They say I sound like KC, you know. So I'm gonna ride with that, but I'm gonna give you new vibes of that KC though. I'm gonna give you hip hop, R&B, and the next song you're gonna play is gonna be straight soul. I just want people to feel my music.
Hey, let me, if you don't mind, can I interject real quick, Sean?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bro, you don't sound like KC. You don't sound like JoJo. You got your own sound.
Okay,
then. You have your own sound. What it is, the genre of music is close. You know what I mean? It's like the vibe is there, but you got your own sound, bro. Your sound is unique.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And not taking nothing away from those cats, man. You know, they were then, they had their time, now it's your time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I still love their music. I love them brothers, you know, Cisco and all those cats. I love them to death.
Yeah.
They had their run. You know, they're coming back with a little bit of music here and there, but you know, today is your turn, your time to shine, and your time so they can say, man, that dude is awesome. You know what I'm saying? So,
thanks.
And what's the dude's name? One of those guys from Teddy Riley's group. What's Teddy Riley's group, Devo? What's the name of that group?
Guy.
Which one? Guy.
Black not
Street,
guy,
guy.
Not guy.
Black Street.
Black Street. Yeah. Damn. Which one? One of them lives right here in Charlotte. Damn, which one?
Oh, yeah, he was on the show. He was on the show.
Yeah, he was on the show, yeah, about a while back. Yeah, he lives right here in Charlotte. I got his information, man. I'm gonna tag y'all two together, man. Maybe y'all can get together and do something together, man. I'll have his name, and I'll shoot it over to Yolanda. I'll get his information over to Yolanda for you, man, for the week's out. But, yeah, he lives right here in Charlotte. Yeah,
him and Dave will be a good link too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
He's about 2 hours away from me, or an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
He's in Raleigh, right?
Yeah, he's in Raleigh.
Yeah.
My daughter's there in Raleigh, so yeah.
We sorry, ladies. I know we taking all y'all's precious time from you. I know, Benita, like, y'all stop talking, play the damn music. And Rom's up there like, come on now, really? So let's go ahead and get into a song. Yeah, this is To Be Loved. Yeah, To Be Loved, y'all. I got it right. All right, see what I'm saying?
Hello, baby. Yeah. Hey. Baby. Everybody. Hope you're listening. Everybody. Hey. Antonio.
Gonna need more and more of that. That is fire.
Your voice is, ooh, fire. Boom, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep bringing all of that goodness. Mm.
You got a comment on that one. Peggy, you something else with that girl. All right. I forgot where I was at. Go ahead, Robin Liz.
Where are you at, grown ass man? I'll finish in an Uber for you. Where are you at?
Damn. Let's go.
I'll come and pick you up. Oh goodness, I forgot. Road trip.
Peggy, talk about road trip and shit. Oh, damn.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Woo-wee. Damn, you done woke Peggy up. God damn.
You about to get yourself got. Ooh.
Well, you getting ready to get jumped. All right. Damn, this is the first here on the show. Tony, oh, boy, you waking them up today, boy. Damn. Well, you got Peggy. Peggy ain't never been like this on a song as the Debo. Going crazy, man. Damn. Let's go with Benita. Have a bomb. Talk to us,
baby. I love it. I don't know who you sound like. So much to me, but yeah, I agree. I think that was Debo said. You got your own sound. How much did you? Yeah, I love it. Keep it up. I'm ready to
get
some more.
Before I go into the next person, I just got to ask this question real quick, man. How fast does your fiance want to get married? Because I know you're every damn day on this damn music here, boy.
Hey, man. We good. We ain't going nowhere. She got me. I got her. But this is just entertainment. I'm glad everybody enjoying themselves. But when it comes down
right.
to it, that's my number one. That's my first lady. That's my everything. You know.
All right.
Mess around and get yourself got.
Yeah. I'm already got. You got me.
All right.
And God got. How about that?
I know Jasmine is busy. Jasmine, what do you think about that one? I know you're busy working, sweetheart. What do you think about that song?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I could work with it. It sounded
okay.
More as if like it was like a
song and
gun, but I
like
it.
All right. Let's go to DJ GQ, man. Talk to us, bro.
Like I said once again, man, that's another great one right there. I'm gonna tell you, you got the ladies on the show going wild, man. Y'all have the right song to play too.
Come on, man.
Wow. Go ahead, DJ Debo. Oh, I'm sorry, Harold. I thought you were done, man, GQ. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry, bro.
Got the case, the limit, all coming after him.
Man, he's talking about, especially Miss Peggy, you done woke her ass up. Well, anyway, go ahead.
She really woke.
Go ahead, DJ Debo.
Man, I'm listening to just Your range, your vocal,
mm-hmm.
your range and vocal range, man, is like impeccable, man. You know the vibe and the range that you went through. You went through just me listening. This is just me thinking. You went through four different artists. You know what I mean? As far as the range, I heard Floyd Taylor, I heard Mel Waiters, I heard Bobby Womack definitely, and Teddy P. For some reason, I was hearing Teddy P. But that song, just the song itself, it put me in the mind of Caravan of Love. I don't know why. It really put me in the mind of Caravan of Love. I don't know if it was the cadence of the song. You know, I don't know, but it just put me in the mind of Caravan of Love. But all in all, that again, that's a stepper song. And people out there that's listening, please expand your horizons and listen and get the understanding other genres of music. Expand mm-hmm. your horizons. It's not just one form of music out here. If you're going to lock yourself in a box to one style of music, you'll never enjoy music. You can't call yourself a musician or a singer or otherwise if you're locked yourself into one genre of music or listening to one genre of music. So I'm going to drop that and I'm going to leave it right there. Back to you, Sean.
Okay, I got a lot of requests hit me at the same time, man. Another request is somebody wants you to sing Bring Your Ass Outside.
Oh, my God. they want me to sing the verse or they want me to sing
whatever you think is going to have these ladies here on this show act more crazier than what they is. Yeah.
Okay, well, how the song go? I've been blowing up your phone, you see me texting, posting pictures on the gram and the book, so I hit you up on Messenger. Baby, tell me why you keep ignoring me. Baby, tell me why you doing this to me. What did I do, baby, for you to treat me this way? Have nothing to say. Don't know how much I can take. If it's over, say it to my face, baby. When I pull up at your house, girl, you better bring your ass outside. Manners don't concern you. Tell your sister bring her ass outside. I don't want to talk to you, so tell your daughter bring her ass outside. Take your ass back in the house and tell your mama bring her ass outside. Bring her ass outside. Tell her bring her ass outside. Hey, Antonio, man, that's what we do.
Bring your ass outside, damn it. Say it with your chest.
Say it
with
like you. Him.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Benita.
You ain't say it right.
Oh man. Hey, but we got another one, man. They also want you to sing She's Mine.
Oh my goodness. I guess the grass it wasn't greener. Hey, greener on the red side. She was always for you, but you never made a time. You treat her like trash, ooh. She always came last to you. Never took the time like I do. She's in love with me now. Now you, she wants what's yours. Now she mine. Move on, she did. Man, that girl of mine. Hey, she's mine. May I have her once, but I got her all the time. Why you keep on trying, you wasting your time. I know you want her back, but that girl is mine.
Oh, dear Tonio, man, what's going on?
This is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to come scoop you up. And we're going to ride, we're going to take a ride, and I'm going to take some stones and hit this girl's window, and I want you to hide. And I'm going to act like I'm singing, but it's going to be you, so like a serenade, all right? You got that? You got me?
Dope idea, though.
Hey. Benita, I took your idea, Benita.
No, that's a dope idea.
Oh,
funny,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. All right, y'all, this Sunday Night Drive, man. Miss Peggy, you quiet? What you think about about acapella there, girl?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, your voice. Oh, my goodness. We just don't stop. Don't ever stop. please keep doing what you're doing. Never, ever stop. Your voice is amazing, like fire. I'm just, oh, my goodness. I just can't get enough. Like, just don't stop. Don't stop.
Hey, Tonio, you said you would love to do some plays with Tyler Perry?
Oh, yes, man. Tyler Perry, I definitely, because I feel like when I first he introduced that to me, you know what I'm saying, I was seeing them doing the singing plays, and they was on the road again and doing it. I was like, I can do that, you know what I'm saying? But I never really had an opportunity to. So if I get an opportunity to, I definitely can give people some of my acting and my music at the same time, because that's what I really want to do. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right. Tony, one more time, man. Let everybody know your social media outlets there, my brother.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I am Tony R. Money. It's one word. I am. I am. AmTonioArmani. Go follow me. Go follow me. Go follow me. We got good music on Spotify and iTunes and Pandora and whatever you get your music from, I'm on it. I got a lot of this music on YouTube, so just check me out. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. I need y'all's support. I cannot do this without you guys.
All right, all right. We're going to keep it going, y'all. We got a lot. We got, what, two more songs from this young man, y'all. We're getting ready to get it in. We might be going to overtime, so everybody sit back, relax, get ready to roll. Robin Lynn Maven, Buzz Live Radio. You ready? You all right up there?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got quiet too. Okay, I'm just checking on you. I'm just checking on you.
Oh, yeah. Just getting my icky sticky on. You know. You know.
All right, y'all. This is a workout.
Tonight I'm putting work in.
Money on the slate.
Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Tonight I'm putting work in.
Money on the slate.
Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Back it up. Back it up. Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Tonight I'm putting work in.
Money on the slate.
Don't have that clock in, I'ma put it down. Tonight I'll be a first round knockout. Tired of wasting time to play around. Set up a foul curb going touchdown. Four play, that my forte. I'ma eat it like a caramel sundae. Like it when I hit it from behind. Right, lay it down and get it from the side. Tell me,
what do you like? Whole line of four play right before you get it started. What do you like? Be on top. Love it, I love it, your body. What do you like? Somebody that'll give it to you. That's the way you
I done put in work in.
Money on the slate.
Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Tonight I done put in work in.
Money on the slate.
Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Back it up. Back it up. Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Tonight I done put in work in.
Money on the slate.
Work in. Night wheel, I'ma put you to sleep. The mother niggas ain't fucking with me. Can you dig it? Baby, tonight you gon' be counting the sheep. I'm going beast mode under the sheet. I'm a bad mother, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
A melatonin, I'ma put you down.
Yeah.
Rick James screaming, fuck your couch.
Yeah.
Tony, yo, you know I'm reppin' the South. Yeah, can you dig it?
What do you like? Whole line of four play right before you get it started. What do you like? Be on top. Love it, I love it.
I done put in work in.
Money on the slate.
Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Tonight I done put in work in.
Money on the slate.
Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Back it up. Back it up. Talk a lot of shit, but I can bang
work
it up. Tonight I done put in work in.
Money on the slate.
Tonight I'm beginning N-A-N-T-Y. Let me show you that I'm not like other guys. First I'ma eat it up like apple pie. Girl, I'ma get it wet then slide inside. Can you dig it? Girl, we gon' be longer than a minute. Baby, I'ma stop it to you. Girl, I'm going deep, so that's a kitty.
desperately tonight. I'm fucking up your weekend.
What do you like? Whole lot of foreplay right before you get it started. What do you like? Me on top, loving all over your body. What do you like? Somebody gotta give it to you.
He said, fuck your couch, Rick James, bitch. All right, go ahead, Benita Applebaum. Talk to us.
You already know. He's gonna eat it up like a caramel sundae. I'm like, oh. He's like, apple pie tied up inside. I'm like, hell no, no he didn't. I love it.
You need a fan over there or something? Give me some shit. All right, let's go. Let me say it. Eeny, meeny, mighty, moe. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know them church fans that they be passing out in church and then the bottle of water? Okay, yeah, okay. I'm about to fall straight out up in here. After I throw my panties, of course. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a whole lot of folks gripping hips and moving. That's all I got to say.
Oh, shit. Y'all are crazy as hell. Go ahead, Miss Peggy. What you got to say?
Oh, yeah. Don't ever stop what you do. Oh my goodness. Let's just keep it going.
Hey.
Oh my goodness.
Antonio.
Oh yeah, okay.
She's gonna be getting something tonight after that song, boy. You gonna have that woman getting
shit. I'm up here that got me dancing out of the chair. I'm already up here just like, okay.
She gonna be calling in late tomorrow night show, we already know.
I'm like Peggy on that song. Ooh.
Yes, that bar, that old school. I mean, that just, oh, just, I mean, all of it just, all
y'all,
of it.
Y'all some nasty ass women, boy. Y'all are just nasty. God, it's nasty.
We can't help what we like. We just can't help it. Goodness.
Tonio, you didn't turn this damn show into a porn show, bro.
Go ahead,
Jasmine. Talk to us. What you think about the song, sweetheart?
I actually like this one. I was listening to it. My boss likes it too. I actually like that one.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you from Baltimore,
but
so I know why you like it.
That one lady, she's something else. But she's something else. I can see her throwing her panties on the stage, you know. I
Oh shit, Rob! She's talking about you,
like,
Robin.
Yeah, Robin, you Robin's mess for real. I hate to get caught up in your ways.
Ah shit! All right, DJ GQ, man, talk to us, man.
All right, before I get to the music, I'm gonna let you know right now, Sean and Debo. We're going to take the first hour tomorrow night. So a little bit of a going to turn up tonight. But anyway, man, I like the way you remix that. That I know where you're coming from with that song, No Diggity, No Doubt. Man, you blowed it. You blowed it. And I got to take my hat off to you, bro. That was awesome.
All right. Let me go on over here to my brother DJ Debo, man. Talk to us, man.
Ah, man. That was a nice mash, man. Very, 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 very. It was hot, bro. Trust me, it was hot. I like the Black Street vibe in it. Matter of fact, we was just talking about Black Street, right? And then you come right back with that one, you know. so exactly. on that, but I love the way your producer, I love the way he flipped that Kenny Burke, that Keep Rising to the Top. I loved how he flipped that.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kenny Burke is another one of my good friends, too. Yeah, we're going to have to get him to check it out, too. Yeah. Anything else there, Big Debo?
All I want to do, bro, is stay the course. Stay the course. And I your CD, which is very rare for me these days, if I can have your CD and I could play it, I feel like I could play it track for track without forwarding or skipping through anything. And that, my brother, is what we need right now.
Hell yeah.
That music, that's that good old, that good music, man. Just stay the course, bro. Just stay the course. You destined. You destined.
Thank you.
All right, you want to comment on that workout?
Me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, working out was just what I thought it was. You know, I try to make a workout song, but I wanted to make it a little bit sexy at the same time. You know, I'm just talking. We talking shit to each other like, you know how we do. Like, girl, I'm going to tear it up when I get home. You know, you go home, you're going to go to sleep. But at the end of the day, it's just fun music. And, you know, I got a little nasty on that record, but, I mean, you got to listen to the rest of my music. I got different types of vibes, different types of genres. I'm giving y'all what y'all need. You just got to go get it.
Shit, these ladies saying the hell they going to sleep. They wait for them niggas come to the door.
That's right.
Yeah, the price of Blue Chew just went up, fellas. The price of Blue Chew just went up. Another $10 for a pack. All right. We're going to keep moving right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. This is the Sunday Night Drive. We got the one and only Tonio Armani in the house with us, man. Again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule, man, and being a part of the show. Man, you're a hot commodity, man, because you're starting to get a lot of interviews with your music and stuff as well, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's starting to, the wheel's starting to spin again, so I thank God for this opportunity.
Yeah, man. A lot of people, you know, when you have a good networking system, a good group of people behind you that believe in what you're doing, man, and that networking system works, that's why I always say support who supports you. That support system means a lot to me because if you don't have a good support system, why are you in the business? You know what I'm saying? And people that believe in the support system, they are the people that I rock with. Because there's a lot of phony roonies out here. There's a lot of people that want to jump in your circle just to see and be nosy on what's going on and then try to disrupt what's going on with not feeling one person because another person looks better than you or sounds better than you and stuff like that. Because we sniff that shit out over here on Hilltop. So, and we get the asses bouncing real quick. So, man, again, man, whatever we can do for you, my brother, in your career, we got you, man. Real talk. So this other song we're getting ready to go into is called Tonight. Here we go. I'm getting ready to find it. Here we go.
Put on your red dress and slip on your high heels and summon that sweet perfume. It just smells good on you. Slide on your lipstick and let all your hair down. But baby, when we get through, I'm gonna show up you tonight. My
mind. You're looking good tonight.
You do.
And you're so now fine. You got me saying my. You're looking good tonight. I wanna take some time.
Yeah,
I just wanna look at you. Girl, you are so fine. I can't believe my eyes. And all that I wanna do,
I wanna
make love to you. Tonight will be a special night. How many more to come? And I'm so proud to be with you. So proud to say hello.
You got me
my. You're looking good tonight. And it's all now by.
You got me
saying my. You're looking good tonight. And after all this time, you already know you're fine. Girl, your body's so divine. Baby, I just wanna make you mine.
Hey,
you got me saying,
hey,
girl, can we do it tonight? Girl, can we do it tonight? Yeah. Girl, can we do it tonight? Tonight. Girl, can we do it tonight?
Whoa. Can we do it tonight here on the Sunday Night Drive? That's right. Go ahead, Robin, let Maven talk to us with your nasty self.
Yeah, picture this. I was buck naked, jumping on the bathroom floor.
Oh, no. No. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
My. Yeah.
You got your heels on?
All right. Hold on a second. It's easy. I wanted to introduce you. Go ahead, Miss Peggy. You butt naked outside running in the backyard, right?
Well, then.
Goodness. Definitely, this voice is just epic. You fire. This song, I can see on, in a movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus,
song.
You played with us.
Yes. Yes, I can see this song.
All right.
Fire, don't ever stop. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
all
Lord.
Right.
Don't do that.
Be quiet, Susie. All right, go ahead, Jasmine, talk to us.
Hello.
Go ahead, talk to us. What you got?
It was a nice song. I like how he remixed it. I like his voice. It sounds
all right.
Good. It sounds nice.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Benita Applebaum, the B-O-M-B.
You got me saying my. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's it right there. Yep, I can sing
it.
Yes. I know I can't sing, y'all. Don't do me bad, but I love the song. I love the way he remixed it. And, yeah, I can't wait to get the top because you're going there. I love it.
All right, I got a good friend of mine, my sister, and a good friend of Robin Lynn Maven. She's one of the biggest promoters out of the great state of Houston, Texas. What's up, CC? Welcome to the show. Even though you're late and wrong, but you're still here though. Still love you.
Don't do me. Don't
Hi,
do me.
CC.
Hey, everybody. I mean, I got in on the right point because it sounded like everybody was trying to, you know, play with themselves, and I was like, what's going on? Is this X-ray?
No, none of that. I heard you.
So, what you think about the song, CZ?
Come on, my.
All right.
I'm looking in my closet right now, getting on my red dress.
All right. CZ, thank you for tuning in to the show and being a part of the show. Long time. It's been a long time, but your ass stays busy 24/7. I'm going to give you a pass this time, so I appreciate it. Appreciate you being on tonight with us and whatnot. Go ahead, DJ GQ. Talk to us, man.
Man, all this music I heard tonight was good, man. I like how you brought that Johnny Gill, man. That was off chain right there. Now, I believe if he would have heard that, he would give you thumbs up. Your voice is awesome, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
DJ Debo, I know you ready to cut it up, dissect Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, man. I mean, he kept it true. He kept it true to the mama. And, boy. He kept it true, but he put his twist on it and his spin on it. He put his own signature to it. And that's what a cover is all about. You keep it true, but you put a twist on it. Put your own twist on it. Dude, just that alone, man, I gotta agree with what my twin said. You know, if Johnny Gill was to hear that, I think he would give you two. I definitely think it would meet his approval. It would definitely meet that. And I dig it. I like it. And again, you're going somewhere, bro. You actually going somewhere. Stay true to what you're doing. Stay true. Don't deviate, bro. Don't deviate.
When we bring you back for the new Bad Boys of Soul R&B, I'm going to reach out to Johnny's brother. He lives in D.C. and see if he can come on the show that night just to hear you.
That's your area, and Sean. That's where you grew up at, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's my area, yeah. And I'm going to reach out to him, man, because he was with the group Indeed. I'm going to see if he's available to come on the show that night, man, just to hear y'all guys, and especially hear this song right here, because we're going to be playing that as well that night. You come back with the Bad Boys Soul R&B that night, man. So this is the stuff that we do here on the show, man. We try to make connections with the greats just to get their opinion on young guys, man, and whatnot. So we do have a star-studded lineup for that listening party that night on the show anyway. I'll be giving that out probably tomorrow night or Thursday night. Who's all going to be on that show. But CC, tell everybody a little bit about you and how you bring good music to the city of Houston real quick there, sis.
A little bit about me. I do a little bit of everything. I started doing hair on movie sets. So like Hunger Games and all that, I did hair on the set. So my artistry, I'm a lover of music. And the hair thing is all art. So I've gotten into the whole artist industry, dealing with my bro, Sean. We have a few artists that we're working with, and that's basically it. I got a new artist. His name is Uno Zaya right now, and he is hitting real tough. Dude out of Portland, Oregon.
Hey, up there your way, Robin.
Yes, he is. Oh, my God. He is amazing. Robin, we going to talk. I'm going to send you his music, Robin. And you're going to love it, Robin. Oh, you're definitely going to love it. But my thing is, I'm a lover of, I don't do the bullshit. Let's make music. And make love and make money. All the other
Lord.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. There
Sean,
you go.
You know me.
There you go.
That whole part. But anyway, right. But you know, I just thank God that I'm at a place in my life to where I'm able to help people get to where they need to get. Be a Sean, be a Robin. Yes. And that's pretty much it. That's just me.
Well, again, thank you,
for
CC.
Everything you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And thank you again, CC, for all that you do, looking out for us and, you know, and bringing us talent and, you know, and for what you're getting ready to do down there in Houston next year. And, you know, please they tag team with you and bring some good music to Houston as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, and guess what? Tell me congratulations.
Congratulations.
ISMG, my ISMG is trademarked. My record label is trademarked now, all in a record label.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right now. Tonio, real quick, man, give your social media outlets again there, my brother.
I am Tonio Armani, IAMTONIOARMANI. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I am Tonio Armani. I got music on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, and the whole shebang. You know, I got a couple of albums out. Go get it. Got good music. Just waiting on y'all to go get it.
All right. And last song of the night
is that the one that was singing My My Mind?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Hey, Daddy.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
He has a fiance, CZ.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
All right, y'all. This
it's
is
good to you.
Oh, Lord. Man. Girl, be quiet. He said that she is his number one, so there's no way around it.
Congratulations, honey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a brother?
Yeah.
Uncle, your dad. Is your daddy single?
No, yeah.
Girl, be quiet. All right, here we go, y'all. Mistake.
I can't go another day with this on my mind. And I think it's time for a discussion. Why is it so hard? Show me that you love me, baby. Why is it so hard? Show me that you care. So many days, so many nights, so many tears. I had to cry, told me you love me, that was a lie. Loving you was our mistake,
baby, baby.
Loving you was our mistake. Love me for pretend. Play with my emotion, girl.
My emotion.
And I don't wanna be your friend.
Yeah.
Play me like guitar, baby.
Yes, indeed.
Love I have for you was real, yeah. While you're playing with my heart, babe.
I said my heart, babe.
Let me tell how I feel.
Baby.
So many days, so many
tonight. So many tears, I had to cry. Told me you love me, that was a lie. Loving you was our mistake. Without a thing that you put me through, all the game, all the lying, and all of the time that I spent with you, being loyal, being your supporter, you took it for granted, babe. I can't take no more of this everything. Yeah, love you was a mistake.
All right, that's a Quiet Storm. DJ Debo, that sounds like a Quiet Storm song right there. But we're gonna come back to you, big brother. Go ahead, Miss Peggy, talk to us.
If you're not signed, you need to be. Your music, you're just completely fire. Don't ever stop what you're doing. You're very welcome, sir. Don't ever stop.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with Miss Jasmine. Talk to us. Jasmine Lee, talk to us.
And he got some nice songs. I like his song. He's sad. He reminds me of like a little Tyrese just now. Like his vibe. Very soulful, very passionate. But yeah, he's very marketable. He sound like he belongs already on the radio already. Like I like it.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Robin Lynn, talk to us, sweetheart.
So, yeah, that is just pure, authentic R&B soul music. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Right.
Yes. We need to have a bomb, B-O-M-B.
When she coming down that aisle and you singing that song, you gonna have a whole church crying. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I would love to
hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. CeCe?
I'm going to tell you, this is what R&B is missing. R&B is going so much off the path of what its normal intention was, but that's bringing everything and honing back in. I absolutely love the lyrics. I love everything. That song is A1 for me.
Thank you.
DJ GQ.
Yeah, man. I would say, man, you're awesome, man. I enjoyed every bit of music he played tonight, man. And that last song, I might be wrong, but you brought me back to Tyrese a little bit on that. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, man.
And my main man, Dr. Funkenstein, DJ Debo. Go ahead, brother.
Authentic. Once again, authentic. Kept it true to that R&B sound. That's to me. That's like the 94-95 vibe R&B vibe to me. You kept it funky. I mean, it's straight. And then another thing, I don't know what you were going through when you wrote that song. Or whatever you were feeling when you was in the booth singing that song, but it's emotional. It's just a lot of passion in it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that song is very emotional, and it sound like you sang it from deep within your gut. If you know where I'm going at with that.
Most definitely.
Stay where you at, bro. Please.
Q. two people mentioned Tyrese. I'm going to mention Tyrese too. That's where you took me at. I would love to see you do the cover, Shame. I would love to see you do that cover with your voice, what you just did on this one with Shame. I would love to see you do that because I know you would have it. I also think you would do good on one of Keith Sweat's covers as well too. You know, one of the popular songs, you know, from his excuse me, from his first album. You know,
I was thinking that too, Merry Go Round.
Yeah, Merry Go Round or How Deep Is Your Love? What's the other one? Right and Wrong Way.
Right and Wrong Way.
Yeah, and there's another one. There's another one. Yeah, it's another one. One of his popular songs. Yeah.
Twister. I think it's Twister, I think.
No, not Twister. That,
that
was a little too. That's a little too. Yeah. It's How Deep Is Your Love? In the rain. In the rain. I'm gonna go outside in the rain. Yeah. In the rain. Yeah. So
I would love
to see
him if he do that. If he did that, Sean, I would actually like to hear him do the Dramatics version of that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would love you to do a cover of one of them. Yeah, man, cuz you have like CZ said, man, you and everybody said you had an authentic sound with you, man, that sound that we're missing. And you young brothers, man, you guys, like, from, you know, we had Too Smooth on last week, man. You guys are just doing y'all thing. Y'all, you know, someone like myself and Debo, GQ, Robin, you know, I don't know how old Debo and GQ is. I'm in my 50s. So okay. So we're in our 50s, and for us to hear that at our age, it makes me happy because we have some brothers that are paying attention and paying homage to the 70s and 80s music and bringing it back today. That's why I'm a big fan. I'm a sucker for someone that can do a cover and change it up a little bit, but also make me want to go back and listen to it over and over again. And you're one of my, I'm going to put you in my top five because you're one of those authentic cats that need to be, your time is coming, man. And like I said, again, anything that we could do here on the show, man, to help you push your career further down the road, man, you know, like I said, man, we got you, whatever we're going to do, man. We well connected with everybody around the world, man. So whatever we can, you know, I'm just here sitting here thinking, I like, damn, I said, I should call, Shanta Gibson. That's Teresa's sister, and have her call in, but she probably ain't in bed, and have her listen to that song, that last song we played and everything, and see what she thinks. But, yeah, man, anything you want to say, man?
I definitely just, my main mission in this industry is to be heard. You know, not trying to chase anything but just that. I want to be heard. I want to be heard. I just want to be heard. I definitely want to get back on the road. I definitely want to do shows again. I definitely want to be able to touch people. That's my biggest thing. I want to be able to touch them. Like the last song I did, I had to go dig deep to make that record, but I definitely feel like a lot of people can relate to that, being with somebody for so long and not knowing that was one of your biggest mistakes, you know. So at the time of my life, I felt like that, and I wanted people to feel it when I was singing it, because sometimes you got to release that pain. You got to release that hurt. And you know what I'm saying? We all make mistakes because life is nothing but choices. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, it has a message to it, and we can understand what your message that you're bringing, you know, and that's authentic. Aren't, you know, so R&B right there, man. And like DJ GQ says, man, don't stop what you're doing, man. Yeah.
I got one thing to say to him, Sean. Going back to what Sean was saying, like me and Debo, Sean, we're in the 50s. And with DJs, I'm going to put it like this. I have told Debo about 2 months ago, R&B had just left And all we hear now is rap. Don't get me wrong, I listen to some rap, but the rap nowadays is like the same beat over and over again. But you bringing something back from way back to now, and we were missing that. We need that back. So, brother, be encouraged. Your music's going to hit. Just stay on point, bro.
Thank you. I just need the people. I need the people to do their part because I'm going to do mine. If I can get the people behind it, that's how you get the people talking, and then the people talking, and then the promoters start to understand who I am, and now we back doing what we love. But I can't do this without the people. I need the people to listen. I need the people to understand I have a message in my music. And well, that's the difference between these people now and what they did back in the day. I'm just trying to give you a message with my music.
And you just made a key point in which your message that you just said to promoters. If we could find real authentic promoters that know the music and know the music within their soul and their heart and stop promoting people just because of a name, you know, people can get their just due and be, you know, even across the board, and stop allowing other artists to manipulate you as a promoter and say, oh, I'm not working with that guy. If you have this guy on the schedule, then I'm not going to perform. Well, if it was me, I'd be like, well, take your stuff and go on home then. You know what I'm saying? Because these promoters, and I'm gonna say this, and if you out there listen to the show, you're a promoter. If it goes for you, then, you know, the truth first. If it don't, you know, I'm not being disrespectful, because we got some punk-ass promoters out here, man, that act like clowns, and they let these artists manipulate them again into putting together their show, you know, that the people want. So we need these promoters to start stepping up and start understanding what music really is, not because music isn't a name. Music is a sound that makes people get up and feel good and stuff like that. But if you keep putting the same, if you're going by this person's name, that person's name, you're not doing anything but ruining the sound of that music. So I just want to put that out there, man. So Tonio, man, don't feel discouraged because you're dealing with those punk ass promoters, man. Because trust me, it's some promoters out there that are listening to this show now, man. And in time, just have patience. And in time, you're going to start getting the shows that you deserve and be on. Trust what I tell you. I'm telling you the truth, man.
And another thing, Sean, is that, yeah, it's good to lean on promoters, but I'm going to tell you the main key. Give these DJs out here. Give them to push your music. You get the DJs behind you, it's going to fall. Trust me. And Sean, I will push him on my noonday show. I will definitely do that.
Yeah. And I know Debo is going to back me up on this one too, and DJ DQ. But you also got some DJs that kiss these promoters' butts. You know what I'm saying? That will only push what the promoters want them to push. And they some punk ass DJs too. I hate to talk about my fellow brothers in vinyl, but you guys got to stop kissing butt and doing shows for only $30-$40 and start putting your foot down and start moving these young brothers across the board too. That goes with every DJ coalition in this world. You guys got to start, whoever your president is, you guys got to start recognizing who isn't doing with their part. If you have these coalitions or you have these groups and stuff, start making these DJs accountable for what they ain't doing and what they're supposed to be doing. If you're supposed to be pushing Tonio's, Armani's music and your coalition, you got to make sure that every DJ is accountable for their actions and stop bringing up groups and you're not going to follow the laws of what a DJ is supposed to be doing. And that's real talk. DJ Debo, you add anything to that, man?
I'm co-signing all the way, and I'm co-signing that because it's the truth. It's the truth. Hey, we're, you know, a lot of these, a lot of DJs and radio jocks too. We got to add them in there too. But a lot
of the DJs, they have
these cliques. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Certain labels have certain DJs, or certain DJs deal with certain labels. It all goes back. Back in the day, they used to call it payola. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they would only play a certain producer, or they would only play a certain label, or they only would deal with a certain label. Basically, they sold that label exclusive rights for the airwaves. That's
basically what
they done. You know what I mean? But like you said, we just gotta keep pushing forward, because it is the DJs. True, you know, regardless of who says what, it's the DJs. It's the DJs. Because if you get your music, think about this. Think about it for a second. You get your music played on the radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one radio station.
Exactly.
You might not get played on another radio station, but the only ones that's going to hear it are the followers of that station. But you get your hands in, get your music in the hands of a DJ. A DJ plays for different audiences, different crowds.
Right.
You have people that hear your music; they're going to want to know, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I find that at? Where can I get a copy of that from? Radio, they'll play your music, but they'll never mention your name. Most of the time, they don't. Because they won't mention the name of the track. They don't mention the name of the artist in most cases. They just play it, put it in rotation. That's that. How do I know how that happens? I'm a program director on a radio station. And normally that's how it works.
That's how it works. So
he's not lying. He's a program director.
And another thing, Antonio, again, man, know the coalitions that are real coalitions out here, because you got guys that wake up, oh, I'm going to be a DJ today, you know, go spend the money, don't know one, don't know how to blend, don't know how to mix, don't know how to talk, don't know how to interview, and just being the DJ with a group, oh, and then reaching out to somebody because you got a homeboy or somebody. That's what a group say, oh, you know, and then they're bringing him in and don't even have no clue. The days of going through, when I came through, you had to go through a background check. And I'm sorry I'm taking this show to the wrong way, but I like your music. I don't like your music. I love your music, and you need to be promoted the right way. Real talk.
Yeah.
We had times where DJs, real authentic DJs, had to go through a test of where your knowledge is at of music.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
Yeah.
You had to go through a test. And if you couldn't pass the
mm-hmm.
test on your background on music, you didn't DJ. You didn't get into no clubs. You didn't get into no venues. You didn't get into no radio. You didn't get into anything. So you need to find real authentic coalitions and real DJs that's going to push your music, like DJ Debo said, push your music, and know real DJs that work at radio stations where we can just slide the music to them. Yo, man, put this in rotation. This cat is hot. This female is hot. See what the people say. I mean, Debo, I gave you a country singer, Gastonar, the artist, country, black countries, and he's got hot reviews already after a week, correct?
Absolutely.
On
I
country
pushed him,
radio
I pushed
stations.
Him to, I pushed
yeah.
him to two good friends of mine, and one of them was a fellow program director. He's actually got him in rotation. You know what I mean? And one of the other brothers actually been playing it. One of my other DJ brothers has been playing it. And he played it at a venue, and he's got multiple requests for it already. They're asking, who is this guy? I've never heard this song before. Where does he come from? Who is it? All he could tell them is, hey, I got the blah, 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 the information from a fellow DJ, and that's how it starts. That's absolutely how it starts.
So what we're saying, Antonio, we got your back, brother. We're going to make sure that your music, your authentic music, gets in the real DJ's hands, real radio stations, program director's hands, and spent like it's supposed to be played, my brother. Real talk. We got you on that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I definitely would love to see, and I definitely love to show my appreciation.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Go ahead, Debo. I'm sorry. No.
I'm
going to
tell you this. I'm going to the music that I can put in rotation on the station, I'll put that in rotation during the evening. But at night, I'm going to put your Quiet Storm music because I do the Quiet Storm myself. So I'm going to put you in my rotation on my Quiet Storm. That's my word, and I'll shoot it to Sean. Sean can shoot it to your peoples, and I'll send you the information for the station, and when to tune in, and you'll hear it for yourself. I can show you better than I can tell you.
And also I got the midday, and I get the music. It's gonna be played. I'm back you up 100%. So either way, it's gonna get heard. Trust me.
This is why this show is created. This show is created. This is my 11th year on my own show. I hooked up with Robin to make it worldwide with her networking. But this is the reason why I created this show. I created this show because we're a family-oriented show. We network and we support one another. And if certain artists need to be heard and need to be pushed a certain way, and these promoters and these other so-called DJs ain't doing it right, we're going to do it, and we do it right. Trust and believe that. That's why this is my 11th year. I just did 1,160, my 60th episode last week. So if I'm on here for a reason, not a season. So when we say we're going to help an artist, we help them all. We help these artists. Trust and believe that.
Thank y'all, man. I really appreciate it.
But you have something to say. I don't do shit for them, so. But what you know, that's another story. Yeah.
That's another story. We're not talking about that right now.
Listen, family. If you don't mind, real quick, I've got a young lady under my tutelage that I'm working with, and I'm gonna need y'all help and need y'all support with her as well. So I'm just gonna hold that one under wraps right now. My brother Sean's got my back on it, so we'll be presenting that real soon.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play a track. We're going to play one of her tracks, you guys, and you know, give you honest opinion, because that's what you're here for. You two, Mr. Armani, the jeans and cologne and underwear, man, you getting ready to blow up, man. I'm getting ready to tell you, man. You getting ready to blow up, man. Real talk. And again, thanks, Yolanda, Marshall, Bridge the Gap, and Connect the Dot for tag teaming with that family and bringing talent such as yourself, Tonio, over here so we can help you guys get out there in this industry on a positive note, man, and not have to. Because one thing we don't do around here, we ain't kissing nobody's butt. We ain't kissing nobody's ass to get to where you guys need to be at. We are the ass that they need to kiss our ass to get to, you know, where they need to be at. That's real talk, and I said it with my chest. So we're going to get jumping this, Jasmine, real quick. So here we go real quick. There we go.
Rest in peace, my soul is king. Long live the living legacy. Rest in peace, my soul is king. Long live the living legacy. Rest in peace, my soul is king. Rest in peace, my soul is king. Long live the living legacy. Rest in peace, my soul is king. 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 know you play with me. Wish me luck and all the cutscenes. And that just never dry out. Your time heals a wound. I'm just out. I love you. Another soul, another soul, so real cold. Like my wrist and my heart, OD on a pill beside town. Medical love won't hurt, no heart, but the universe. Take a break, I'm gonna go again. I just wanna be in my friends. Full of fortune, I wanna store the focus. Fight the pressure, start it through the dream.
That's right. Miss Peggy, go ahead and talk to us, sweetheart. Tell us what you think.
Oh, yes. I love to hear our ladies in this music. We need more females. The old school vibe. Yes. Going. That is. It's
the oh, that's my
song.
Son. My, yes. The one that yes. I started off with was my son. And then the one that was singing was one of the people that be recording me.
Okay.
But my oldest son, he was the one that was singing with me. The Ribbon of Top part, my oldest son.
Okay. All right, let's do this real quick. Tonio, I know we'll get you say something, man, because I know we're going to, you know, you got to get on out of here, man. We appreciate you taking your time, man, and being a part of the show, man. And you know, you'll be back in a couple of weeks with the on the Bad Boy, on the Bad Boys of Soul R&B show, man. Thank you again, my brother, and shouts out to Yolanda Marshall for putting this together, man. So anything you want to say about the song, man?
Got it. It had a nice vibe to it, you know. She actually was singing, so I definitely didn't come on. I didn't think I was going to have to critique anybody, but it was smooth. I liked the vibe. It was a smooth record, and it was very catchy what she was saying. So you're on a good – you're doing something. Definitely would love to work with you eventually. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a good vibe.
All right. Do I hear a Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye combination or something?
No, we might be looking at something. Might
yeah.
be looking at something.
All right. Let's keep going. Robin Lynn Maven, go ahead and talk to us via live radio. I'm streaming.
Fighting that mute button.
Right. Go ahead, Benita Applebaum. Talk to us.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. I love the song. Did I hear a lot? I don't know if it was auto-tune in there or am I thinking? I just think that it would have sounded way better without the auto-tune. That's just my opinion. honest opinion. I can hear the voice. I can hear the singing. And, man, I don't know. I almost feel like the auto-tune took away from them, you know. But that's just my opinion. But I said this.
Let's see. CC?
I like the song. I think it needs to be remastered.
It's raw. It's raw.
It's not mastered. It's raw.
Yeah, it's not mastered.
This is a raw.
Okay. But I mean, I like your voice is impeccable. I'm gonna tell you that right
mm-hmm.
now. Your voice is very impeccable. I love it. It's raw. I like that. And keep doing what you do, because I do like it. But like once you mix and master everything, it'll kind of have everything out. Because it might be like on the radio, we just heard what we heard. But I do like it. I'm pretty jammed. But you got to be frying fish.
How
was your brain? You got
to be
frying fish
10 o'clock
at night.
Wow. Go ahead, DJ GQ.
Go ahead, bro. Yeah, I like the song, Jasmine. Really and truly, you sound like my niece. That's
yeah.
I thought my niece singing. I really did. You sound just like Natalia.
Natalia. Yeah. Go ahead, Debo.
That's a combination. But I'm going back to what Benita said. The song, I love the song. The song is great. She's got a gang of potential. There is more coming. She's got a gang of potential. I want you y'all to know. I'm personally working with this young lady. And again, I'm calling on the family for your support. Your support, your critiques, all of that. I'm gonna need all of that, because where she can go, she can definitely go the distance. Her voice is raw, and I'm going back to what Benita said about the auto tunes. I kind of think I agree with you, Benita, because that auto tune masks her voice. Her voice, when you hear music,
yeah,
when you hear the other music.
Yeah, her voice because the music that you sent me, Debo, you know what I mean? The other song, her voice is where it needs to be at, Jasmine. You don't need no help with your voice. You got the voice.
Okay.
Yeah, you have the voice. And your voice is a voice that you can catch one of your songs in a movie or on the soundtrack of a movie. Things like that. So, don't be like Mariah Carey and need help with your voice, because you don't need help with your voice. I just had to throw that out there for all you Mariah Carey fans. Yeah.
Don't mask it. That's another thing that you and I will talk about it off the air. But don't mask your voice. Your voice is beautiful, and it needs to be. You don't need no help. The auto tunes are taking. It's taken away from your natural ability. I've heard what you can do. I know what you can do.
Hell
so,
yeah!
And I wasn't
got to show the world.
I just wanted to say that I can hear her voice through the auto tune, and I'm like, why the auto tune? I can actually hear the beauty in her voice.
I think that goes to the engineer.
Go ahead, Tonio.
Yeah, like I said before, I like the track. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand if the song ain't really, finished being mixed and, mastered and stuff like that, but I definitely know where, I see where it's going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't want to, ain't no negativity to no one's creation. So I definitely would love to say that if it's not done, I definitely see where it's going. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to the person that made the record. You know what I'm saying? Because I see where you're going with it. And you know what I'm saying? I like the vibe. I like the beat. You know what I'm saying? I like the whole, the cadence of this thing and everything. I really break music down, but we'll be talking another hour. So, but I'm just overall saying, I see what you're doing, and I'm definitely would love to hear the product.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she, and like I said, when she comes on, she's going to be the in all my years of being on the radio, I am a Maryland DC boy, DMV. She's the first R&B soul neo soul R&B artist on this show from home. Real talk. Yeah. So so when DJ Devo sent me the music, I heard it. I hit you right back. I said, man, let's get her on the show, man, because I could hear the potential that you have. And like you're saying, you don't need no help with your voice. You have the voice. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just got to have, somebody that can create.
The proper guidance.
Is right with your voice, not your voice with that. They got to create something with your voice because you have the voice. Roll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say another
roll,
guy, too,
I would love to hear her and Latanya do a duet. I really would.
Oh, yeah, because they both sound alike. Yeah, they do sound together. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they would complement each other well.
Yeah,
that's something we could once she and I talk what she wants to do. You know what I mean? Like I said, y'all have heard me say it a million times. I don't want to be a manager anymore. I don't want to be a manager anymore. I'll guide her. I'll guide her the best that I can, but I don't want to be no manager. So but in this case I'm gonna help her because she's not very far from where I'm at, plus she's a friend of my brother's, so I got her back. And like I told her, and I'm saying it again, for the world to hear, I ain't asking for nothing, and I don't want nothing from her. I just want her to go in the right direction. Because your voice and your music is so pure, and I definitely can hear if nobody else can hear. She's singing from pain somewhere, but none of that.
Yeah.
Your voice.
It's my testimony,
the music,
the things that I go through.
Well, your music, and that's another reason why I figure I'm going to do what I'm going to do with you, because there are people out here that will hear what you got and see what you got, and immediately all they're going to hear is cash registers going off in their head, and they'll try to bleed you, especially if they figure you don't know nothing about the business. They're going to try to, they will try to bleed you. So, I'll do the best that I can do to help you. And what I don't know, I have a ton of brothers and sisters, Robin Lynn, Benita, who's an artist themselves, and other artists, and my brother Sean and my brother GQ. If I got questions that I can't answer, I can go to them and get an answer. Somebody going to give us an answer.
That's right.
I appreciate it. Thank
That's
you for believing in me. That's big. Yeah.
No, the big thing is what you're doing, because you're, like I said, your voice and your music, it needs to be heard. We're in a time right now, we need that. We really need that. There's no more Michelle India cellos. There's no more of them. We need that.
Yep. And Antonio, you too, man. You really woke me up with your music as well, man. I mean, you're so versatile, man. I mean, you could do reggae, you could do, hip hop, you could do R&B, you could do neo soul, you could do, southern soul. You can do it all just by your voice, man. And then to cover music the way you cover music, man, damn, that's even an A+ in my book, because I'm a sucker for an artist that can cover a song that I listened to or enjoyed a lot when I was coming through. And here lately, it's been a lot of artists that has been covering old school music, either Teddy Pendergrass's music. For some reason, a lot of the young independent artists are covering his music or the beat.
Yeah.
Real talk, for some reason. And that's a good thing. And that's what seasoned, real, authentic DJs want to hear. Like Devo, DQ, myself, and Robin. Yeah.
You know why it is. You know why it is. good music never die.
No.
Good music never, ever die. Look, listen to Frankie Beverly and Mates. Frankie Beverly and Mates, one of the most popular songs, that one of the most popular songs that he did with Before I Let Go. Look how old that song is, but look at the reaction that you get when you play it today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. And another line dance song, but you could do that dance off any music now, Electric Slide. You could do Electric Slide off any music now. You know, Electric Slide is a song, you know, what's the girl's name that did that? Yeah. Yeah.
Alicia, I can't think of her last name. So that's the first time I've been stuck on a song.
Yeah. So this is the music that, you know, because I'm going to tell y'all, when I first started my show, I wouldn't play no independent music. I would not play no new independent music for a long time. I was strictly old school hip hop, old school R&B, and I had to take a veteran artist, I never forget it, Bow-Legged Lou, said, yo, you need to open up your show to independent artists. I told Lou, I said, man, I'm not playing that shit on my show, man. He's like, DJ Sean, you got to do it. Trust me. And when I did it, I've been doing it ever since now. And it's been a real ride. You get some good ones and you get some bad ones. You get some excellent ones and you get some knuckleheads. And some of the women can be knuckleheads too. But we're here to help you guys, and we're going to move you guys the way you're supposed to be moved. But yeah, you know, Bonita's been through a whole bunch of BS in her career. Now that we got behind her and stuff now and pushing her, nobody's not bothering her no more. She's doing her thing. That's how it is. So, Antonio, again, man, you need anything, brother? You have a whole damn engine over here that's behind you, man. And can't nobody knock us off our damn track. Believe that shit.
That's right.
Believe that.
Thank y'all for having me. I definitely thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, man, anytime, man, anytime. Anybody, DJ Debo, any last words you want to say to Antonio before we get the hell up out of here, man?
Man, I just want to tell the brother, man, I really enjoyed the conversation. I really enjoyed your music. You destined for greatness, bro. You destined for greatness, and you're going to make it. Trust me when I tell you, you're going to make it. And when you do, all I ask of you is just remember the Hilltop Radio Show and send me a ticket to one of your damn Grammy. When you get that Emmy, that Grammy, make sure you just send me a ticket. I could be on the balcony. I don't have to be in the front row. Hell, I could be in the parking lot. Don't forget.
Hell, yeah. CC, any last words you want to say to this young man?
I really love the music. My thing is stay true to who you are. Stay founded. Like, keep your foundation. Because you're going to go real far. And I look forward to hearing you in the future, the near future.
Thank you.
Right.
So much.
DJ GQ, Big Brother Almighty, what you got for us, man? Talk to us.
Man, I'm like my brother. I just meet you at the red carpet.
Wow,
you're doing awesome tonight, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You got something there, man. And out of all the songs I heard tonight, man, they always like number one hits to me. I'm on the balance with you. So just keep doing what you're doing, pimp.
All right, right. Miss Peggy, go ahead real quick. Talk to us.
Yes, never stop what you're doing. Your music is truly touching people out here, and we are behind you 1,000,000%.
All right, all right. Robin Lynn, you there with us?
Yeah, when you up there winning them Grammys, tell them Robin Lynn sent you.
The SEC.
All right. And Bonita Applebaum, what do you got to say to this young man?
Oh, man, I can't wait to see you on the big stage. And like Peggy said, I'm surprised you're not signed. And don't jump on the first thing smoking because they will try to use you. I think it's best to be independent and get your own money. But, you know, I'm definitely waiting to see you on the big stage. You're going places, man. I love it.
Thank you.
And the last, Miss Jasmine Lee, anything you want to say to this young man?
Congratulations. God bless you in your future. And I want a ticket, too. And I also want to do some future collaboration. So look forward to actually meeting you.
Most definitely. Pleasure's all mine.
All right, my man. All I want to say, man, is that what everybody else said. And, you know, anytime you need us, we'll make sure that I'll reach out to Yolanda to get some more music for you. Make sure that everybody on here gets your. If you have an EPK, send it. Make sure I get it so I can get it to the DJs, so we can start circulating that into the system the right way, and then getting your album out as well, so I can get it to the DJs as well, so we can get that in the system and in the system the right way. Antonio, again, man, thank you for being on the Sunday Night Drive. I want to thank everybody for being on. Shouts out to CC for taking time out of your schedule, sweetheart, and being on with us tonight. Everybody out there listening, make sure you remember that name, Antonio Armani, right here on the Sunday Night Drive. Make sure you guys check in with us tomorrow night on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only Southern Soul artist out of Atlanta. She goes by the name Black Coffee, No Sugar, No Cream. She will be on with us tomorrow night, starting at 9 p.m. right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys have a good night. Let's drop and roll out of here.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
Sean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit you up. See, I'm gonna hit you up after the show and see if you can get that information to Yolanda, so I can try to link them two together.
All right, we'll do it. All right, you guys,
all right,
we're getting ready. We're getting ready to drop and roll about this motherfucker.
Peace.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Da-da. Oh, no.
Girl, I got fire. Don't you feel she be right behind ya? Roll around, girl, I got fire. Slow it down, girl, when you wind up. Left, right, left, not the military. Girl, I love the way you throw that booty on me. Got a new dance, can you do it for me, baby?
Let me see you drop and roll,
baby. Can you drop and roll,
drop and roll?
Let me see you drop and low,
drop and low.
Baby, can you make it roll,
make it roll?
Let me see you drop and roll.
Baby, can you drop and roll?
Drop and roll. Let me see you drop and roll. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Take some, let me see you twerk it. Try to do tricks like the circus. Check it for me, baby, trying to work it. Work it, work it.
Yeah. Left, right, left, like the military. Girl, I like the way you throw that booty on me. Got a new dance, can you do it for me?
Baby, let me see you drop and roll.
Baby, can you drop and roll?
Drop and roll.
Let me see you drop and low.
Drop and low.
Baby, can you make it roll?
Make it roll.
Let me.